RTE. QFM. Roz and Emma.
Okay, now, time for some of my randoms. Yeah. Are you ready? So today's topic is puffins. We like to kind of do topics now and again. And the reason I'm doing puffins is I saw some this week while I was up exploring the coastline of Northern Ireland.
How close were you to them?
Well, I actually flew like probably just a metre above my head.
Wow.
Yeah. And there wasn't many because they do leave Ireland around last week and this week.
Okay.
So they're going to be gone. So the best time to see them is around June and the first week of July. That's kind of their window.
Yeah.
And the best places to see them, if you want to see them, are the Salty Islands down in Wexford and the Skellig Islands in Kerry. Like, they're, I think, the best in terms you can actually get, like, they're right up close to you. They're
yeah.
kind of not really bothered by you. You can also see them on the cliffs of Moher, but you probably need a zoom lens. And Hornhead in Donegal is another really good spot. Now, let's get into some puffin facts. Emma, you love your birds.
I do.
You do? You're going to be happy with these. Right. Puffins, their lifespan, similar to a penguin, 20 years.
Oh, wow.
About 20 years. Yeah, there you go. They are mostly European.
Okay.
So around 90% of the Atlantic puffin population are found in Europe, with 80% in Iceland and Norway, and the remaining 10% breed around Ireland and Britain.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Now, this is really interesting. I did not know this, and I probably... us seeing them in Ireland, we probably wouldn't have known that it changes. So a puffin's beak or bill changes colour during the year. So in winter, the beak is dull grey colour. But in spring, around the time they're around, hopping around Ireland, it blooms with an outrageous orange colour. It's thought that the bright colour helps puffins assess potential mates.
Wowzers, I didn't know yeah. that.
Like the 2FM logo, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's really bright, like. Now, the last fact I have, which is really, really interesting, they can fly 88 kilometres per hour.
Holy crap.
Yeah, now that's like their highest speed
yeah.
that they go. And they can also, not only can they fly, they're actually quite good swimmers. They can dive down 60 metres underwater in search of their favourite. 60 metres is fairly far.
So not only are they absolutely gorgeous little birds, but they're also
stealthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah, I don't believe they're great in storms. So I don't really know why they come to Ireland. But yeah, they're fantastic. And as I said, if you want to see them, the best time of year to go see them is around June period. Salty Islands, Skellig Islands, you'll see loads.
Well, put it in your calendar for next year,
yeah.
Roz. We're going to see them again.
RTE. QFM. Roz and Emma.